music from the Shetland Folk Festival, ending tonight's World Roots, which was presented by Marianne Kennedy.
Music by Sibelius and Lutosławski, two of the 20th century's most original and inspiring symphonies, on BBC Radio 3. And soprano Lucy Crow proves that Lutosławski's enchanted nursery rhymes aren't just for children. Lutosławski and Sibelius from the CBSO and conducted by Edward Gardner. Radio 3 live in concert, Thursday night at 7:30.
Well, next, this Sunday night here on BBC Radio 3, it's Jazz Lineup with Kevin Legendre. That's in a couple of minutes. Of an unfinished work by John Cage, which he began in 1943. A Room from the third part of She Is Asleep, and it was played on the piano there by Bruce Brubaker. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's very nearly 25 to midnight now, and time for this week's Jazz Lineup with Kevin Legendre.
Hello and welcome to Jazz Lineup. And as Radio 3 continues celebrating British music throughout June, it's a real pleasure to say we're coming from Wavendon, the home of the first family of British jazz, the Dankworths. This recording is part of a day-long celebration that Jazz Lineup is hosting at Wavendon as part of the Music in the Garden series. On today's programme, we have music from the Leanne Carroll Trio, and coming up soon, Alan Barnes leading a highly creative trio with a very sweet name that brings together the clarinetist, pianist Dave Newton, and percussionist Paul Clarvis. We'll hear them very shortly, but let me take a moment just to say what a beautiful place I'm standing in here at the stables in Wavendon. It's very, very lush, very green. We have marquees everywhere, people on the lawn. It feels like a proper jazz picnic. So I think we're going to have a great time. We have a fabulous setting, and now time for some music to match. Please welcome Alan Barnes leading his Licorice Stick All Sorts with Dave Newton on piano, Paul Clarvis on percussion, and Alan Barnes on clarinet, opening with Airmail Special.
Thank you. That was called Air Mail Special, composed by Charlie Christian, probably, though Benny Goodman got his name on there, as band leaders tend to. I'm going to follow that with another tune by Charlie Christian. This is called A Smooth One. And this starts off with Dave Newton playing two notes a semitone apart. And I just want you to tell you that this is intentional. Thank you. This is called As Long As I Live, or as musicians often call it, I Should Live So Long. Here we go. Thank you. Thanks very much. We're going to play a piece of Latin American music now. Goes with the mood in the garden this afternoon, I think. And it's composed by Luis Bonfa. This is called Menina Flor. Here we go. Thank you. Here's a tune by Lionel Hampton, great vibraphone player, drummer, extrovert showman. And it's called The Midnight Sun. It originally popped up as one of his improvisations on How High the Moon. Here we go, Midnight Sun.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Paul Clarvis. David Newton.
This is Jazz Lineup with me, Kevin Legendre, on BBC Radio 3, coming to you from Wavendon as part of a special day of music here at the home of one of Britain's most treasured jazz families, the Dankworths. Just a short announcement about a very good gig which is happening in Glasgow. The BBC Big Band are going to be in Glasgow as part of the Alive with Music Festival, performing at the City Halls in Glasgow on the 22nd of June. The tickets are actually free. For more information on how to obtain them, please visit the Jazz Lineup page on the Radio 3 website. Right, hope you enjoyed that first set from clarinetist Alan Barnes and his Licorice Stick All Sorts, featuring pianist Dave Newton and percussionist Paul Clarvis. Before we hear their second set, here's Alan, and we're just going to have a quick discussion. Mr. Barnes, you started with a Benny Goodman tune.
Yes.
And you finished with... good, that's the right answer. And you finished with a Lionel Hampton tune,
absolutely.
Midnight Sun. So that takes us right to the heart of the great swing era.
Yeah, well, the swing era, of course, Artie Shaw and Benny Goodman were the great clarinet players, and probably haven't been surpassed as clarinet players, I don't think, since then, actually, swinging clarinet players. So you're kind of stuck with that, really, and good luck to anybody who tries to play that music, including me. So,
is it difficult to play?
Well, to get anywhere near Benny Goodman is now an impossible, but I mean, you can play the music in your own way, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Several groups have used this format without a bass, actually having drums and piano. What effect does that have on the music and the way that you play?
Well, it kind of frees it up a bit. I mean, often Jim Hart plays vibes in this group with, and Dave. Dave often it doesn't very often do this band, so he's kind of adept today to do a superb job. But it opens up the space a bit more and, you know, frees up, makes you play in a different way.
Without a low instrument like the bass, do you have to at times cover some of those lower frequencies, play a little bit lower?
No, I leave that to Dave or Jim when they're such complete players. They kind of give you the whole thing. It's like most of the people I play with, they sort of take care of all the business, and I just sort of, I'm sort of scattering stuff on top, you know. It's like being a cake icer or something.
Talking of cakes and sweets, I must ask you about this... very interesting name, the Licorice Stick All Sorts. Yeah. Where did that come from?
Well, it's because the clarinets often, well, it was when I was a kid, they used to say, oh, you play the licorice stick, you know. And I said to Paul Clarvis, what kind of music we play? He said, we'll play All Sorts, you know. So I thought, oh, yeah, Licorice Stick All Sorts. And he's never quite understood the joke. And
well, you've explained it now.
believe me, it won't have gone in. And... he still calls it the liquor sticks. He says, no, it's licorice stick.
Anyway. It might be something else. We're at the home of one of the great jazz families in British jazz, the Dankworths. This place is steeped in history. What's it like for you to play here?
Well, I've played at this festival lots and lots. I used to be in John's big band and work with him quite a bit. So it's you know, it's a time when we all miss him, really.
Okay, you're just going to start the second set. What piece are you going to play to
begin
with?
We're going to play a piece by Antonio Carlos Jobim called Triste.
Fantastic. So thanks to Alan. Without further ado, please show your appreciation for these wonderful musicians. Alan Barnes on clarinet leading Licorice Sticks All Sorts with Dave Newton on piano and Paul Clarvis on percussion, opening their set with music from the great Antonio Carlos Jobim.
I used to have a girlfriend that used to correct my pronunciations. Anyway, here we go. Thank you. We're going to play Paul Clarvis's favourite tune, which is Lazy River. And then we're going to, well, we'll see if we do another one. That's up to you. Here we go. We're going to end on Benny Goodman's theme tune. Clarinet players, they have to practice so much to even play at all that they all go mad. And they have morbid thoughts in the night. And clarinet players have odd theme tunes as a result. At the height of his success, Artie Shaw chose a tune, wrote a tune called Nightmare. And Benny Goodman wrote one called Goodbye. But it's one of the greatest melodies I've ever heard, this, and it has such a depth that it's like Mahler or something. It's like Goodbye to the World. It's not like See You Later. It's a bit heavier than that. It's like Goodbye, this is the end. And so we'd like to play that for you now. And we hope you enjoy it. And once again, how about David Newton on the piano? On the grand percussion kit, Mr. Paul Clarvis. Thank you.
ending their set there, the fantastic Licorice Stick All Sorts. Alan Barnes on clarinet, Dave Newton on piano, and Paul Clavis on drums. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Kevin Legendre, on BBC Radio 3, coming to you from Wavendon as part of a special day of music here at the home of one of Britain's great jazz families, the Dankworths. And it just so happens, very, very honoured to welcome on stage Dame Cleo Lane. Great to see you. How do you feel about these events here at Wavendon?
How do I feel about them? Oh, I look forward to them. I've got my little cubby hole at the back there that I can escape you all if I wish, but I don't wish. I like to be with you all. So it's nice to know that I've got a big family, that I can come and say hello if I like, and if not, I won't.
But it's great that you've chosen to do so today. There's a great picture of John Dankworth behind us, sitting down with a beautiful Panama hat, applauding. He looks as if he's in his element. If he were here today, do you think that he'd be...
That's where he'd be sitting.
That's where he'd be sitting. And he'd be enjoying this, wouldn't he?
Generally, he's on this side. I don't know why they've moved him. He'll object.
But you look in fine form, and the music here today has been great so far, and it's going to be great later on as well.
There's some magnificent music being played, and that's one of the nicest things of having a garden, that you can have all this music in. So I listen to Barnsley, as we call him, and his jokes, and his playing, of course.
Which is deadly serious.
Yeah. Which is deadly serious.
Yeah. But in the meantime, Dame Cleo Lane.
See you later.
Hope you enjoyed the music earlier from Alan Barnes and his Licorice Stick All Sorts, featuring Dave Newton and Paul Clavis. Coming up next, a real treat. This artist is one of the finest vocalists in British jazz, a multiple award winner, and a regular collaborator with the drum and bass group London Electricity. It's my pleasure to introduce the great Leanne Carroll and her trio, but before she starts, she joins me for a short interview. Leanne Carroll!
Thank you, hello.
You crept up on me then, didn't you?
I did, I'm sure.
What an entrance. Leanne, this fantastic trio that you've brought here today, Mark Fletcher on drums, yes, and Roger Carey on bass. Is this your regular working band?
Yes, it's the best one I could ever possibly play with as well. We've been together, Roger and I have been playing together for nearly 33 years, and I've been playing with Mark for about 20 odd years, and so I couldn't wish for a better band.
How often do you gig?
Quite a lot, actually. I'm married to one of them, but we gig so much and tour so much, I can't remember who it is. Just look at the one who's looking worried and it won't be him.
Right. That narrows it down, doesn't it? That's all good. And on stage in these concerts, is that where you feel the music's really developing?
I love live performance. We all do. I mean, we all play with various different musicians as well as... I mean, Mark's got his own band, Fletcher's Brew, which is incredible. And Roger has a band called Engine Cutting Gearbox, which is incredible. When we get together, we just... It's like an empathy that we have with each other.
You've just released this really fantastic CD called Ballads.
Yes.
Which has got brilliant guests on it, people like William Sincock and Kirk Wallum. The Prague Philharmonic.
Yes.
Did you always want to record with an orchestra?
Well, yes, since I was a child, I really wanted to do that because it's like... I grew up listening to Stan Kenton and then orchestras and Sibelius and things like that. And I always thought, it would be lovely to do that. So it's like, I mean, I'm lucky enough to have played quite often with the BBC Big Band and the BBC Concert Orchestra and things like that. But this was just a lovely band. And we did it by Skype, actually. There was the arranger, Chris Walden from Los Angeles, on one screen. We were in Hastings and the Prague Symphony Orchestra Philharmonic in Prague. It was by three-way screen.
So the wonders of modern technology, bringing everybody together around the globe.
It was great. I could actually tell the cellist to tune up.
Right. through the screen.
Through the screen.
Okay. So we're going to get some music now. What are you going to start the set with?
I'm going to start the set with a song that's actually off the previous album, Up and Down, and that's called What Now, My Love? What Now, My Love?
Great. The Leanne Carroll Trio.
Once I could see, once I could feel, now I am numb, I'll become unreal. I'll walk the night without a goal, stripped of my heart, my very soul. What now, my love? Now that you have left me, how can I live to another day? Watching my dreams turning into ashes, and my hopes in a bits of clay. Once I could see, once I could feel. Handle, start the night shining down like picture there. Woo. You know that I look at you suddenly. Something in your eyes I see soon begins with me. It's the love that you saw from the sky. It's that love that full moon in your eye. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night shine. It's a real pleasure and a treat to be back in Dame Cleo's garden. What a beautiful setting. It's a lovely day and we're having a lovely time. So, Mr. Roger Carey on the bass guitar. And Mark Fletcher on the drums. I'm going to do one quick one on my own off of the new album Ballads. I'm going to dedicate this one to lovely Hilda, who's 93 today. Let's just sit in there. This is for her birthday. Happy birthday, Hilda. It's the first track off the album and it's called Here's to Life. No complaints and no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets, and I have learned that all that you give is all you get. So give it all you got. And I had my share and I drank my fill. And even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's down another road beyond the hill and do it all again. So here's to life and every joy that it brings. Funny how the time just flies. How love can go from warm hellos to sad goodbyes and leave you with the memories you've memorized to keep your winters warm. Ah, but there's no yes in yesterday. Who knows what tomorrow brings or takes away? As long as I'm still in the game, I want to play for laughs, for life, for love. So here's to life and every joy that it brings. Here's to I
So here's to life and every joy that it brings. Here's to life, to dreamers and their dreams. May all your storms be weathered, and that all that's good get better. Here's to life, and here's to love. And here's to you.
Thank you very much. Let's welcome Roger and Mark back onto the stage. This one's going to feature them doing their thing, sort of vocalese version of a Duke Ellington song.
This is so exciting. You were so inviting, resting in my arms as we thrill to the magic charms of love, of love, of love. take me home. You silly boy, put your arms around me. Take me home. Silly boy, all the world's not round without you. I'm so sorry that I broke your heart. Please don't ever leave my side. Take me home, silly boy, 'cause I'm still in love with you. Take me home, you silly boy. Put your arms around me. Just take me home, you silly. I'm so sorry that I broke your heart. Please don't ever leave my side. Take me home. Silly boy.
Going to finish with a song that I used to do here with The Passion, with Dave Clare's daughter Jackie Dankworth and Sarah Coleman, the three of us. And I remember the last time we played here, certain gentleman got up and started playing with us. It was a real treat and an honour. It was a wonderful afternoon. I'll never forget it. So in that honour, this is a song that we used to do together. It's called When I Die by Laura Nero. And when I die...